you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Friday, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It be a bit after 2:05-ish on the western type coast. They were like a warning zoo now. The western type coast. Out on the eastern type coast, it's a little after 5 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us live. If you're not listening to us between those times or at those times, perhaps you're listening to the rerun of this great show at crabdiving.com/live on the 24/7 stream.
Yes.
Or you've downloaded us as a wonderful present under our Christmas tree. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. You downloaded us at crabdiving.com or possibly at iTunes, at Stitcher or Stitcher, where you've also left us a wonderful review and a lot of stars. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hola, 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 equality.
Hola, 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 equality. Or,
yes,
depending on which side of the, well, I was just going to say, depending on which side of the fence you're going to be manning the barricades, but I would going to say, you might be on the other side of the barricades that are being manned.
Do these right-wing, nut job, bigoted motherfuckers, do they feel like they're in the last act of Les Mis? Beyond the barricade!
Yeah, remember, what was the Rocky, where Rocky went to Russia and got the shit beat out of him by Dolph Lundgren?
Oh, that was Rocky IV.
I don't remember which one it was.
Was that Dolph Lundgren?
Wasn't it?
The big blonde dude?
Yeah.
Klitschko?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
No, back in ancient movie history.
Give us a call, 323-601-LIBS. Let us know who starred in what Rocky.
But that's kind of where the conservatives are today. After a couple of days of, big, giant butt hurt. I mean, that's the only way to really put it. You know, Scalia yesterday.
Big, giant, pink, baboon-like butt hurt.
We had a lot of fun yesterday playing, or not playing, but reading Scalia.
Assholes.
Antonin Scalia.
What a fucking dick that guy is. I mean, straight up asshole.
And we got a wonderful chance to get, he said something today. I've got a listing coming up of the top cries from actually in the actual dissent.
Yeah.
Of the final decision that did come down today. But our friends on the right, man, they're screaming and crying.
They're being little assholes.
As if the massive, now we just got to watch out. They're telling people to leave.
What do you mean?
Some of them
leave the country?
Yeah, some of them are saying it's good. Well, didn't we play Glenn Beck yesterday? He said, go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes.
He said, Glenn Beck yesterday said, it's time. It's time. I got my children together over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's time.
To all the people out there that want to leave the country because gay marriage is now the law of the fucking land, leave. Set yourself on fire. I mean, you said you would.
Oh,
you said you would, and now you lie.
Rick
fucking teases.
Rick Scarborough, the pastor in Texas, I believe, who last week got, a couple seconds of fame by saying, If they try to do it, I'm going to set myself on fire.
Fuck you.
I don't think he used those words, but essentially he said that Christians have to be prepared because a lot of them are saying now that we got to get out of the country because the giant, massive, huge cock of the Lord is going to come down and slap the country for allowing this shit to happen. I slowed down the cock slap.
Is that what that is? Oh, it's a big cock slap. What has God got? Like a Coke can between his legs? Thick, girthy, JesusDick.com.
That's
yes.
That's a Jesus slap.
That's a normal.
Right.
That's the, what is that? That's a normal cock
that's
slap.
That's a normal cock slap. I had the intern slow down the giant cock slap.
That's the big rainbow.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Yes, gay God has spoken, and gay God has won, has he not?
Gay God has won. It's been a rough couple of days for our friends on the right. Let's say, let's have Sarah
it's
Palin.
So great.
Have Sarah Palin take us into the news, because she's got time on her hands now that she got her boring, ridiculous, crazy ass fired from Fox.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to a new granddaughter, Sarah Palin, too.
Oh, yeah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, June 26th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines.
Very good. Nice. Nice read.
Of course. We know that what the headline has to be over at the commie pinko liberal
Ify.
Huffington Post.
Gay.
And ew, ew, ew. There's a picture of two women kissing. Ooh. Oh,
that's
gross.
Awesome.
And they whipped out their multicolored rainbow font for the headline. It says, Law of the Land.
That's right, bitches.
Marriage equality nationwide. 5-4. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Again, the swing vote.
Right. Swinger.
Who possibly.
Switch hitter.
We don't know what's going on under those robes.
Plays on both teams, both sides of the field.
He wrote that marriage is an inherent aspect of individual autonomy, since decisions about marriage are the most intimate and that an individual can make. They also argued that look at how hard same-sex couples have been fighting. Obviously, they don't want to destroy marriage. These idiots who came out with that argument, they're trying to destroy marriage with a big gay scud that they launch at us.
A gay scud. They like marriage. They're more concerned with marriage than you are, stupid. They're fighting for it.
Did you see there was a study that came out this week that said that it seems that the gay marriages that they've studied so far are seeming to be more stable than the non ones. I didn't see corroboration or anything on that. I just saw one or two stories on it.
How do they study that with animal trials? Do they get two gay gerbils together, two straight gerbils?
I think they
compare.
I think they see how long some couples are together and how if they're still talking.
At what point are you miserable? Raise your hand.
So the Supreme Court, of the five that you would expect,
Scrotus,
Sotomayor, Kagan, yes, Ginsburg, Breyer, and joined by Anthony Kennedy, who ended up writing the majority, decision, ruled for the plaintiff, Jim Obergefell.
Who kind of name is that? German?
I think so, yeah.
Nine!
Who was fighting to be listed as surviving spouse on his husband's death certificate.
Oh, my God.
His partner of two decades. In 2013, they married. His partner was suffering from ALS. And I think it was one of these cases where they went to one of the states where he could get married, but then their own home state, they couldn't. And even when he, in Ohio, when he went back and his partner passed away, he wanted to be put on the death certificate as surviving spouse because they were married.
Right.
Plain old married.
Just married.
They were married in a different state, and that's what the whole lawsuit is for. That's the lawsuit that has now made it to the Supreme Court and was decided today.
5-4.
Right.
That's amazing. Why wasn't it unanimous? To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-fucking-brainer.
Well, yeah. Even the Chief Justice Roberts, who yesterday wrote the... what we like that one, too. That decision yesterday.
Yes.
He was in the 6-3 majority and wrote the majority yesterday that didn't viscerally eviscerate the Affordable Care Act.
All right.
And left, you know, a lot of people with that evil health insurance kind of thing.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate that. Oh, I'm sorry. Later on, I'm going to go out and marry a horse, by the way.
Right. That's next.
It's a slippery slope.
So the dissents, of course.
Sure.
Is what's far more interesting.
So funny.
far more interesting.
That is sad. I mean, that is more, it's so much more fun to follow this through the eyes of these idiot, moron, mouth-breathing assholes.
Before we even get to Jabba the Gunt, Scalia.
Right.
Clarence fucking Thomas. All four of them, by the way, had to put forth a screed. That's how they felt. Because sometimes one of them will write a dissent and the others will be like, yeah, me too.
Look at me. I'm the prettiest one.
Yeah. But all four of them had, I guess, slightly differing views of why gay people shouldn't be married.
Right.
Or why states shouldn't be forced to recognize marriages from other states. I think that's what the ultimate thing was here. All four of them wrote, and you could tie on, you know, like if I agree with your dissent,
okay,
I could write my own and say, look, this is why I think it's bad. But I also think it's bad because of his reason, too.
Oh, okay.
Scalia wrote on everybody else's.
Wow.
So he thought everybody's reason that we could think of on the Supreme Court
was
right to not allow gay people to be treated the same.
Can you, if you were a member of SCOTUS, if you just agree with somebody, could you just not write one and just mm-hmm. say, hey, I agree with you? Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
Wait a second. That's a great job.
No, you rotate. You do get assigned.
Oh, fuck that.
Sometimes, yeah.
Wow.
So
how many words are there?
A lot.
More than 500?
Sometimes they're short one-pagers. Clarence fucking Thomas.
He's a dick.
I'm reading. This is at the HuffPo.
Effete liberal.
Julia Craven writing. Says, has it the best. Justice Clarence Thomas has lost his damn mind. In his partial screed, or his screed that he wrote for the partial dissent, he whipped out slavery. Fucking slavery. The corollary of that principle is the human dignity cannot be taken away by the government. Slaves did not lose their dignity any more than they lost their humanity because the government allowed them to be enslaved. Well, we agree.
Okay.
Those held in internment camps did not lose their dignity because because the government confined them.
Okay.
We agree. And those denied governmental benefits certainly do not lose their dignity because the government denies them those benefits.
Okay.
That's okay. Now, wait a second.
Now we're getting into evil shit.
If we deny equal access to those benefits.
Okay.
Then, yeah. The government cannot bestow dignity. It cannot take it away. But he whipped out the slaves.
Yes.
Right. He went slavery. That plus slavery's role was to take away their dignity.
Yeah, you're a slave. You're not a person.
Well, right. You took away their
rights.
You're
an object. You're owned.
And
the fuck is he talking about?
Who the hell knows?
You think is he partaking in medical marijuana? This guy, is he fucking baked off his ass? Right. Maybe that's the thing.
That would be nice.
Put down the wacky weed.
So
yeah, he would be nice here if he smoked weed.
Yeah, Clarence sure. Thomas somehow, you know, cites goes full slavery. I don't think any. I'm not sure anyone went Nazi. I don't know if there's a Hitler reference in any of these. If anybody would do it, it would be Scalia,
right?
Who we're getting to next?
Generally, Clarence Thomas only goes full slaves on Friday night, right? Gets out the assless chaps, a ball gag, and a little dog collar. Yeah,
a gimp outfit.
My turn.
So Scalia, out. I'm looking at Mother Jones right now. Mother Jones, that cam. Said it's the 10 most wild lines from Scalia's extreme dissent.
He must be stoned as well.
Over gay marriage.
Or drunk. Is he a drinker?
Well, there's one line. I mean, I put this, I think I commented on one of our stories on facebook.com/crabdiving. Go to our
and
social.
And so say we all.
Go to our social media peoples, Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving or on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show.
Right.
At crabdiving. Maybe we'll read that shit.
Yes, if it's interesting.
And if you go to our Twitter stream, you can tune into our Periscope stream. And hey, take a look at this shit that we're doing here.
Hello, Periscopers. Thank you for joining us.
So, but I really wonder if Scalia has got something going on. Like he hasn't. As he's grown in girth, he hasn't raised the size of his neck, of the neck on his shirts, and it's cutting off some circulation or shit.
Does he need a lap band surgery?
Or he's 1,000 years old, and you know maybe some of the cobwebs are starting to form. But some of the shit that he wrote, he's just out of.
Oh, it's not making sense.
It's not. It's crazy. One line he said, the world does not expect logic and precision in poetry or inspirational pop philosophy. It demands them in law. The stuff contained in today's opinion has to diminish this court's reputation for clear thinking and sober analysis.
What the fuck is he? What does he mean?
He's upset. He's saying this decision today is taking a big hot Carl on the face of the reputation of the court without the plastic wrap.
Well,
so that might not be a hot Carl. No, that might just be
there's a couple of problems
somebody
there.
Shitting on your face.
No, no, no. A hot Carl is only, it's on your chest.
Oh, God.
It's chest, not face.
Well, what's the face shit?
And a hot Carl is without plastic wrap. That's with plastic wrap. That's a Cleveland Steamer, okay. And they both are on your chest.
I see.
So anyway.
I'm getting my corporophilia references wrong.
I mean, you know, that's the word around the water cooler anyway.
You know, and one of the main arguments of this gay marriage decision was the 14th Amendment, which said, you know, one state's right has to be applied to every, you know, the rights have to be applied to everybody down the states. And this asshole says, Scalia says, when the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868.
Oh, my God.
Every state limited marriage to one man and one woman.
So?
And no one doubted the constitutionality of doing so. That resolves these cases. So he's saying, well, because not everybody. Well, okay, well, let's apply that to women's right to vote, you fat fuck.
Yeah, yeah. And it was 1868.
Women's right to vote. They didn't get it until the 1910-ish, 21-ish.
Who wants to go back to that
blah, blah, blah.
Time? Does he want to teleport our country back to 1868 for some reason?
Well, right. But his own argument is wrong.
Yeah.
His own argument is wrong. Because he's just saying at that snapshot in time, it wasn't legal. It was one man, one woman, therefore we're done. But at that snapshot in time, women couldn't vote. Black people couldn't vote.
So should we go back to that time?
Women were perceived as possessions.
Did he not think of that argument when he was writing this dissent?
That's my point. I don't. I think he done lost his mind.
Or how else are you going to argue though the dissent on gay marriage? I mean, how else would you say you don't agree with it?
Without whipping God, right. I mean, which he can't do. He can't.
Maybe that's what he's trying to do.
He can't, yeah. And, you know, you can't try to. How do you wrap a big, unlogical turd in some kind of logical wrap? It just doesn't. It just still doesn't work.
Hold on.
Sorry.
That sounds so fortune cookie like. How do you wrap a big, logical turd in whatever?
Non-logical wrap. Very funny. Whatever. He said, buried beneath the mummeries.
What in the fuck? And me in the mummeries.
And straining to be memorable passages of the opinion. This fucker just used the word mummeries, and he's accusing those of the majority of writing straining to be memorable passages. In other words, you're trying to be flowery and historical in your writing, not in the law.
There's
just wrote the word mummery.
Yeah, and what is that? What is that? We got to look it up. I don't know what a fucking mummery is. Does it have something to do with mummies?
Okay, it's a performance by mummers.
Oh, a mummer. Oh, singers.
A ridiculously ceremonial, especially of a religious nature. So, like, cartoonishly ceremonial, I guess.
There's some
mummery. Jeez. Well, musical. There we go. We got a new word.
There's some musical that uses the phrase, the mummers are coming to take you away. The mummeries. I don't know. Whatever.
Mammaries?
Mammaries.
Cummers?
Mummaries.
One of them. Anyway.
Mummaries. It's cats and bandages.
He says, this is a naked judicial claim to legislative, indeed super legislative power.
Super.
Da-da-da.
Yay. Does he have a cape on?
A claim fundamentally at odds with our system of government. He throws the word hubris in there.
Fuck you.
The opinion is couched in a style that is as pretentious as its content is egotistic.
He's the size of a couch.
So he's fucking... He's critiquing the writing style of the goddamn opinion.
No one gives a shit, dude.
Why don't you shut up and just say what's wrong legally? Not, I don't like how they wrote it. It's too flowery. It's a little reminiscent of early Hemingway.
God.
His flowery period before he got his left testicle bitten off by a bull. Went all dark and shit.
It really changed his writing after that. So depressing. I guess if you're on the wrong side of an argument, you got to do something. That's all I can figure.
Right. And then my personal favorite, which really, let's try to make sense of this one. He says, really? Whoever thought that intimacy and spirituality, parentheses, whatever that means.
What?
Were freedoms.
Should we ever hear the phrase, whatever that means, in a dissent from a judge?
Because, remember, in the... In the majority opinion, they said that the human bonding is about intimacy, spirituality. These are all basic freedoms.
Yes.
He says, whoever thought intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms. This is written in stone. This is written for history.
It sounds like it's written by an angry old man with a cane.
Exactly. And if intimacy is... One would think freedom of intimacy is abridged rather than expanded by marriage.
Hold on a second. Freedom of intimacy is abridged, meaning shortened?
Yeah. Stifled, regulated.
Rather than...
Tit clamped?
Yes. But what's the second part? Is abridged.
Rather than expanded by marriage. So he's saying that...
He's saying, hand me my nipple clamp.
He's saying that your freedom of intimacy is restricted by marriage.
God damn.
Yeah, he's like, he shits on his own marriage. Now, this is where I really don't understand this. He says, if intimacy is, one would think freedom of intimacy is abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Ask the nearest hippie. What the fuck?
Hello, hippies.
Ask the nearest hippie. I mean, we're available.
Yeah, give us a call.
We're kind of close to the, you know, the hippie beliefs.
323-601-LIBS.
Meanwhile, there's some landscaping going on about 18 feet below us. So, and we're not 100% soundproofed here at Crab Diving Studios. So, you know, sorry if you hear some shit going on. But how? What is that?
I don't know.
Freedom, it's abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Ask the nearest hippie. Expression, sure enough, is a freedom. But anyone in a long-lasting marriage will attest that that happy state constricts rather than expands what one can prudently say.
Hashtag ask the nearest hippie. Is that trending? It should be. That's the funniest.
I think that may have. It was trending earlier.
Actually, it was. Hippie. Oh, really?
It was.
That'd be great earlier. For a coffee mug. What the fuck is he talking about? He sounds nuts.
But he. Is he trying to be funny?
That's all I can imagine.
Is this. I mean. Asinir is hippie. Expression, sure enough, is a freedom. But anyone in a long lasting marriage will attest that that happy state constricts. Rather than expands what one can prudently say. So you gotta, being married lessens your freedom, he's saying.
You know, did Rush give him a few pills to take while he was composing this bullshit?
Right.
He sounds drunk, or I think he's high. You know what it says? It says right here, he was high on goofballs.
I guess I lied about this. He did use the word, listen to this. Hubris is sometimes defined as o'erweening pride. O'er.
What?
Weaning. O'erweening.
O'erweening. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? I know weaning means to.
And pride, we know, goeth before a fall.
Goeth. Ha ha. Weaning means to, like, pull yourself from something, right? To rid yourself of the nipple of an addiction, right?
To be weaned from something, yeah.
Sure. So, or weaning means, what does that mean? I honestly don't understand that.
I don't know. I just looked up or weaning.
Oh, that's a word.
And the only thing that's coming up is his reference, and also from some short poems of Wordsworth.
Current. Listen.
Scalia's like words worst.
He hates He hates gay marriage so much he nearly invented a word for it.
Overweening.
Yeah. Overweening.
In case his finger slipped and he hit the apostrophe when he was looking for a V. Why would you do that? Why would you drop one letter? I've never quite understood the O apostrophe E-R.
Or weaning.
I mean, I kind of know. You're trying to, it's for poetry.
Yes.
Because you're trying to cram two syllables into one.
Yeah, you're cheating with the fucking meter.
Right.
Or weaning. I don't. Or
means showing excessive confidence or pride. Cocksure.
Oh, really?
Cocksure.
Why didn't he use cocksure? Scalia.
Cock.
If anyone's cocksure, it is Scalia.
He said cock.
Or weaning.
He said also, if even as the price to be paid for a fifth vote, I ever joined an opinion for the court that began. Now, he shits on their actual writing.
I ever joined. He's shitting on someone's writing?
Because the other one, the majority said, opened with, the Constitution promises liberty to all within its reach. A liberty that includes certain specific rights that allow persons within a lawful realm to define and express their identity.
Okay. Sorry.
That was the opening of the good guys.
Oh, that's the good guy. That's good. Or weaning.
So he just quoted that and said, if I ever joined an opinion for the court that began with that.
Right.
I would hide my head in a bag.
What kind of bag? A plastic one? Put it on there tight, stupid.
The Supreme Court of the United States has descended.
No.
From the disciplined legal reasoning of John Marshall and Joseph Story to the mystical aphorisms.
Fuck you.
Of the fortune cookie.
Are you kidding? He said fortune cookie?
One sentence earlier, he said, I would hide my head in a bag.
He's high.
And now he says, they've descended from the disciplined legal reasoning of Marshall and Story to the mystical aphorisms of the fortune cookie.
I think he's on ether. That's what this writing sounds like. It sounds like someone who's hopped up on ether.
But don't they have minions? Don't they have...
Yes.
Toadies? Staff?
How in the fuck, if you work for Scalia, or you work for Supreme Court Justice, how do you tell him, listen, I read over your fucking thing. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You don't. You do what I do. When people who are above you ask your opinion, you tell them exactly what they want to hear.
Maybe they...
Because they pay
maybe
you.
Maybe that is the sterilized version. Maybe they took out all the fags.
No, I heard they... Yeah. He drew... No, they took
and
out...
Hellfire.
They took out the pictures. He drew a bunch of dicks on the first page, and right. They deleted them.
That's how he does selfies.
Right.
He just can't work his phone, so he just draws a picture of his own dick. Hands it to somebody.
Yeah.
Says, you know, deliver it to Ginsburg. Mm-mm. So that's the top 10 wah, wah, wahs.
God.
From, well, you know, 7 or 8 of them. From.
And that's in history. That's.
From poor Antonin Scalia.
Noted in the record, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He really is. It's amazing. Great theater. I mean, I his descents are awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Because they really do bathe this screaming liberal in the wonderful healing power of conservative butthurt.
It's so great.
It's great. Yeah.
I revel in it. That's what I put on our Periscope thing. Reveling in the butthurt today.
Reveling in the butthurt. Hashtag crab diving, ladies and gentlemen. We are here from 2 to 4 p.m. every weekday for your ear holes live streaming. Warm and
fresh.
Friendly on crabdiving.com/live. And then don't forget, you can pick us up as a podcast.
Stitcher.
My Chicago popping through.
iTunes.
And and crabdiving.com.
For right? Sure, man.
I get
absolutely. I'm agreeing with you.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, God, what did he say?
Brian fucking Fisher.
Do we have clips?
I might have a Brian Fisher clip from should we bail?
Let's bail on the Periscopers. This would be a good time.
Yeah, because you can't hear our clips. We're sorry. We'd have to pantomime for you or something. And, you know, it's a little tough to do. So thank you, Periscopers. Thank you, podcasters, for continuing to listen. Radio people. The far right is a screaming and a crying. I don't have this. There's no clip here, but this was written, screeted by none other than don't cast aspersions on my asparagus himself.
And so it is written, and so it is blah, blah, blah.
Louis the Gohmert.
I saw his big fat fucking face on some webpage today. He's just like, his big, big white mouth is just
out of his mind.
He's losing it.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Well, now you can do that. Now you can give massages. You can give as many massages as you want, and you can get married if
right.
You're the same sex.
That was a while ago when he said this. Well, he produced a screed on his website, his official U.S. Congressman Louis Gohmert, proudly serving the 1st District of Texas.
How did they do that? How did Texas do that?
Got the quick links over on the side. The first thing, flag requests.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess he, you know, wipes the sweat from his patriotic brow onto a flag. As a member of Congress, I'm able to arrange for an American flag to be flown over the United States Capitol building. Many people like to give them to friends and loved ones as presents or to commemorate a significant event or accomplishment. Others like to keep them for themselves to display in their home or office. If you'd like to order a United States flag, please read the instructions below before proceeding to the purchase
for.
Oh, I see. Okay. Good God.
One, you know what? They've probably got some...
What a bunch of whores.
Some deal going where, you know, all of them are doing it. So they probably have like 50 flagpoles and they just have interns running flags up for... Give it 30 seconds. And say we flew it. We sold 19 of them today.
Oh, my God. That's like buying... pieces of like the stadium from like a World Series win, you know, like of the grass or something.
Oh my God. Field. 3x5.
What?
That's a note card. My phone is bigger than 3x5.
Oh, you get a piece. You don't get a whole flag.
You get a flag of that 3x5 nylon flag.
Fuck off. Not
flown over the Capitol for $9. I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah.
$5 extra to fly it over the Capitol.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, and you can type in what you want printed on the certificate.
Oh, come the fuck on. Come the fuck on.
So you get a lovely official certificate. And then you can actually request the date that it gets flown. Oh, I'm going to save this. I'm going to get a Louis Gohmert flag for crab diving.
How much, though?
$14.
Oh, let's do that. That's a bargain. What a great deal.
$14.25 if we want natural, if we want cotton.
I don't. What does it matter?
The biggest one you can get is 5x8, which isn't even that much bigger.
How much? How much is that?
That one's $25.
No, no. 14. That's stupid. How much? Is it come framed? What do we get to pick the frame? I'd like wood. Classy.
Before we are able to mail your flag, we must first receive a check or money order.
Duh.
Check or money order? Oh, you can pay with credit card. You got to live in the district. We got to find somebody that lives in Louis' district.
No, thanks.
We need a proxy. If anybody lives in the first district of Texas, contact us. We need a proxy.
Put off your imminent suicide and buy one of these fucking pieces of flags and I'll give you the money. I don't know. We'll figure it out, right?
We'll figure out a way.
Send you some bucks.
But it's got to be presented. We've got to have our crab diving on the certificate.
Oh, yeah.
Contact us first so we can figure out what to do. It says if you'd like, there's no limit on the number of flags you may order.
Oh, my God.
Where do they fly these? Do they just wave it out the window and consider that flown?
There is no limit to how many of these that will be available. I think.
You could 3x5. You can get 100 of those on a 10-foot string.
I don't think. You really think those get ran up a flagpole?
What a fraud.
It's bullshit. You know what they do? They sell them in the same vending machines that the Japanese people do with those panties.
And I'm sure you get the exact flag flown on the exact date you want it. I'm sure they're real diligent about that.
They just must take flags and cut them up. Throw them in the...
People are dumb.
Put them in a big box. It's just so fucking stupid.
People are just dumb.
We're going to need your money before we send it now. We got to wait for that check for $14 fucking to clear.
Okay, I'm going to try something. I'm going over to...
Oh, shit.
Javier Becerra.
Hello, Javier.
Our congressman here in Commie Pinko Liberal Los Angeles. By a block, right? We looked this up and our congressional district ends one block away. It would have been another dude. But we do have Javier Becerra.
That seems crazy.
And his website looks better. I just got to say it. Louis Gohmert's website looks like somebody did the website in like 2004. Becerra's website is a modern website with social media shares and all that stuff. And guess what the first thing over there is? It's not buy a flag. I don't see buy a flag anywhere. I don't see it. There's no buy a flag.
Well, what do you want? The guy's not a go-getter.
I saw here, Becerra. Flag request under helping you. There's a helping you drop-down menu. And you see this? This is Becerra. Look at Gohmert's website. That's on the same .house.gov. You put the last name of your representative into the That's the official house.gov website.
What do you want on Louis' website?
I
want
to see if the prices are
thinks
same.
You can cast aspersions on a vegetable. On his vegetable. You know, and also his constituents. That's not going to bother them. His constituents in Texas, the shitty website.
Right.
It doesn't matter. What are they going to go on that website and be like, this is shitty? No.
Prices are exactly the same for if we want our representative, Xavier Becerra, to have one of his interns stuff a flag into.
Stuff it.
A stupid envelope.
How much you stuff it
up? Print up a loveless certificate with our name on and send it over.
Stuff it up your ass. It costs extra.
Well, they don't, you know what? They have an 8x12 available.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's nice. Is it come framed? How much? Look at the face you're making.
Are these feet? These have to be feet, not inches.
Inches.
I think they fucked up on Louis' website.
Did they have the wrong measurements?
I think these have to be feet. Who has a 3x5 flag?
No, it's pieces of a flag,
no,
I thought.
I think they are real flags that are 3 feet by 5 feet is the minimum. So that's $15. But look at this. They have an 8x12. You can get an 8-foot by 12-foot flag.
Right.
That allegedly gets flown somewhere at the Capitol. And then you get a lovely dedication message, which, I don't know, what do they do? Read it as they run it up the flagpole? 250 words maximum.
Right.
But even there, we could do this. We could order a flag from Becerra. We could get the 3x5 is the cheapest. So that's 3 feet by 5 feet. So that's not a horrible
Does it price. Come with a pole?
No, you don't get a pole.
Well, then where are we going to put it? We don't have a place. Hang it. Should we hang it outside? All right, outside the window.
It's just going to be a flag. I want proof. I want to be there. I want them to fly us to Washington. I want to follow our flag every step of the way to prove that it's actual.
I want to get the flag, the right flag.
I want my money's worth, goddammit.
There should be some. We need authentication. God, I want authentication.
So Gohmert, that's how we ended up down this insane.
How does he feel about this
flag hole?
How does he feel about SCROTUS right now? Is he excited? Is he happy? Has he set himself on fire?
He wrote in his screed, both Moses and Jesus stated that it was God's law that a man will leave his father and mother and a woman will leave her home and the two will come together as one.
Good God damn it.
That defined marriage. The Supreme Court ruling is heartbreaking for the turmoil it will mean to our nation's future.
Fuck you.
He calls the ruling a civilization-changing decision.
Right.
That destroys our nation's heritage of biblical marriage. May God forgive our Supreme Court majority for its arrogance and its self-apotheosis. Look at him whipping out apotheosis.
Dictionary.com.
No way.
What does that mean?
Apotheosis means to be
apothecary?
Made into a god.
Oh.
Deification.
Please.
Make yourself a... They made themselves into gods.
I want to be sprayed with apotheosis.
Spray me, Lord, with your apotheosis.
Give me a gallon of apotheosis.
May God forgive our Supreme Court majority for its arrogance and its self-apotheosis. That's an intern.
No,
that's a toady.
I think he's hired the writers from Saturday Night Live to work for him or some show. He's got fancy people. I mean, do you think he uses the term apotheosis?
No.
His constituents, they know. How many of his constituents know what that word fucking means? None of them.
Right.
None. You went to school in Texas. You don't know from apotheosis.
It's a very uncommon word.
Apotheosis.
The apotheosis.
Why do all these weird white assholes when it comes to gay marriage? They whip out these fucked up words. Apotheosis and Scalia with mummeries.
Right, right.
It's fucking odd. Can't even find them in a normal fucking dictionary, these words.
Well, Scalia, there's a whole recently, just because of some of these recent decisions that he's wah-wah-wahed about.
Yeah.
There, a lot of people are highlighting some of the past kind of Scalia-isms that he puts out. You know, he wrote Argo Bargle in a...
Yes.
In one. Argo Bargle. And yesterday's decision, he wrote one sentence in the, he said, you know, blah, 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 blah. They believe this, period. This is applesauce, period. That's in a Supreme Court decision yesterday.
Applesauce.
This is applesauce.
Meaning you've taken the fruit bullshit, I guess. And mashed it up.
I don't know.
Really? No, we're just trying to understand what our lawmakers are saying, or lawmaker judges.
Law affirmers.
Now, this is applesauce, okay? I'm not putting up with this applesauce any longer.
This is...
apotheosis.
What?
Mummeries.
The American Family Radio...
Fuck you.
There's a host over there. It's not Brian Fisher. We'll get to him. It's not Sandy Rios. I'm sure we'll have some. She's got something to say about it.
Right.
But this is, I don't think we've played this guy before, but what a great name this person has. Crane Durham.
I love that name. That's the name of like your hero in your movie.
It's a great name,
I guess.
I'm kind of envious of that name. It is a great screenplay name.
Crane Durham. He sounds evil.
Yeah, he is. Right wing nut job on American Family Radio.
Oh shit! What a hack!
It says that, you know, we're now under tyranny.
Oh fuck you!
As a result, but then he got a caller to his ridiculous radio show. Unlike the brilliant callers that we get here at crabdiving.com,
yes,
give us a call, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Ring-a-ding, call us.
you just got to hear. Here's the caller.
Apotheosis.
This is the radio host, Crane Durham, on American Family Radio.
Perfect.
Talking to one of his callers.
And Charlie in the great state of Florida, Charlie, pardon me.
By the way, it's the great state of Florida. No, sorry. We apologize to Florida again, but you know.
Charles, your response to the Supreme Court ruling on marriage.
Crane, absolutely, yes, sir. Horrified.
I can't even get there. Absolutely horrified.
He's horrified.
Oh, he's horrified. Crane.
Crane, absolutely, yes, horrified. Everybody I've talked to, as far as Christians, brothers, friends, are horrified, disgusted. Words can't really convey it. It's so bad that myself and several like me, as soon as we're able to, essentially we're going to abandon ship.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
I don't know.
We're going to abandon ship. We're gonna. Okay, let's find out what he means.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna get out of here, whether it's Costa Rica, whether it's the Philippines. Get out of here. Vote with our feet. Read the signs. Since the 1970s, everything has gone against Christians, and it's going to continue that way. Tragically, I think we abandon ship. We get out of here and go to more. Nations that are more agreeable to what we believe as Christians.
Well, Charles, I appreciate your point of view. I disagree with you in the sense of the response to it. I think it's the idea that if we start doing that, we're always going to be running, and the territory is going to get smaller and smaller. We pray for guidance and God's blessing, and with that, we can change the hearts and minds and continue to speak up. The number one thing...
See, already they're backpedaling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like... A couple of days ago, it was, I'm lighting myself on fire.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Right. And now that some of these idiots that this guy stirred up, this guy is responsible for this asshole that's calling into him, right?
Yeah, for Louis Gohmert finding his way into public office.
Exactly.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And now he's got one of his idiots calling him who's like, well, I'm fucking out of the country. Bye-bye. Feets don't. Fucking fail me now.
Yeah, he said they want to vote with their feet. Meaning what? They're going to... Oh, that's awesome.
That's Fred Flintstone.
So they're gonna hurt the country by leaving these right wing nut jobs. That's what they're going, either punishing us because they're leaving. That's the vibe.
I think they're fleeing. I think they think.
Yeah, I love it.
That, well, a lot of them believe that now God's going to be pissed, right? Also, that God is going to is going to whip it out.
They're just stupid. They need someone to take care of them if they're that feeble-brained. If they're that addle-brained to think that God is going to smite them with a giant cock of Old Testament dick.
Well, the Netherlands is still around.
No, it's not. It was destroyed years ago. It's a simple hologram.
The Netherlands has had gay marriage for a long time.
They're going to hell.
There was a Twitter exchange I read, and somebody was like, you know, Canada's fighting right now, too. Hopefully Canada won't go the same way. And somebody tweeted back, you asshole, Canada's had gay marriage for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. And guess what? Canada still exists. You dumb idiot. You fucking moron.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been. Were you? How do you know Canada's there? It could be a big fucking right wing conspiracy. Actually, Alex Jones.
I haven't seen it.
Canada is no more.
Oh, I've never been to Canada. Given geography, I lived a sea hair away in north central Wisconsin for a little bit of time, but.
I stood on the banks of Detroit and peered across the water and saw Canada with my bare naked eyes.
I've never seen Canada.
I was like, oh, look, it's Canada. Who gives a fuck?
Strap in for Brian Fisher, ladies and gentlemen.
Strap it on.
The host of Focal Point.
I can't wait. Does he have an opinion?
You'll be surprised that he does.
Okay.
Or you probably won't be surprised that he has.
Oh, he's so upset, I imagine.
It's a pretty fucking strong opinion on this.
Love it.
Let's just start it.
So great.
It's just amazing from the outset.
626, that's today, June 26, 2015. 626 is now our 9/11.
Oh, you asshole. How dare you diminish the deaths of 3,000 plus people, you fucking asshole.
That's pretty rough,
by claiming that the day that people get equal goddamn access to the fucking law, that it's the same thing as 3,000 plus people losing their lives, you asswipe.
You know, it was so horrible when those planes hit the building. People would just jump. I remember I had seen that on the news. It's the worst thing ever.
Burn or jump was their choice.
Yeah. Or, you know, I guess, I don't know. That seems worse than this.
Oh, sure.
This is insane. Brian Fisher, you're a fucking dick.
Heinous,
just an asshole.
Human beings. We're so glad that you're so butthurt and upset by
this. It's our 9/11.
It makes me so happy. And
no, it's not.
Some of the, you know, less civil people that we run with on the Twitter.
Yes.
I saw one tweet that said something like, well, you know, between yesterday and today, hopefully all these old fucks, a few of them are having grabbers.
Oh, yeah.
From the stress.
Oh, man.
Obamacare yesterday and gay marriage today.
Have we seen a body count yet from the amount of deaths caused by gay marriage?
Here's a little bit
Fuck
more.
You.
God, I can't.
Fuck this guy.
He just said it's their 9/11.
And he thought about it. You know what's worse? He thought about that. He had that in his mind. So he had a second to actually form that idea. It wasn't off the cuff. That's worse.
I'm having one of those moments like I had last week when Fox News went full Christian persecution on racial hate crime.
Yes.
And I was, you know, we talked about this. Go to, you know, download the past week of shows. Go to our Tumblr. You know, you can, all of our shows are displayed there for you. Like a wonderful case at a museum. I don't know what my point was now. I went to the museum.
Oh, yeah.
Place.
Oh, fuck.
And drifted off because you know, it's Friday, so I started drinking already. And
I think you were playing
my job.
Yeah, you were playing the top five songs in America
I wasn't
Billboard. God, wait. No, we're talking about
Jedi mind fuck me and make me play it. I thought you would be like, you already
Diesel,
played it.
You were talking. We were about to play some Brian Fisher butt hurtedness.
Okay, let's just
let's play. I can't wait.
I was drawing the comparison between my gobsmackedness.
He said 9/11
of just the depths. I was knocked, literally not literally, figuratively knocked off my feet.
Gobsmacked.
When Fox News that next morning, when Ducey, that douche, and Hasselbeck and
douche.
Kilmeade,
eat me,
the triumvirate of twattage,
burn in hell,
went, you know, this horrible killing last night of 9 people in South Carolina. It's baffling to me why they call it a hate crime.
Oh my God.
And then Elizabeth is like, it's an obvious attack on Christianity.
Someone roll a grenade into wherever they are.
And Kilmeade was like, I just pooped myself.
What a bunch of idiots.
And I frankly, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know there's racism, trust me, in this planet. And I know this country is still as racist as fuck. And I know that Fox is as heinous as it gets. But I didn't even expect that heinous. This, I mean, 9/11.
I mean, it's so insensitive. It's nutty. Did he not think that somebody who might have lost someone... or anyone, that should enrage everyone to hear that. It's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, I really
is it that what does Brian Fisher do? Didn't he get fired? He's not the American Family spokesperson anymore. He's like, he just does a radio show now.
Right.
He lost his job because he's a dickhead.
Well, because he said something bad about Jews.
Right.
And the American Family Association had put together some pilgrimage of some Bible-thumping candidates and shipped them over to Israel. Like, they were putting together some, you know, America goes to Israel. We stand with Israel kind of thing. And then some people in Israel were like, well, wait a second, American Family Association. Didn't your spokesman say something about the Jews?
Yeah.
Something a little bad about the Jews. So they demoted him from that post as official spokesman.
Yes.
Poobah.
I thought you'd say spokesmodel. I was like, well, I've never really seen a picture of Brian Fisher.
He's
a good looking guy.
Attractive older gentleman.
If you like, you know.
Good head of gray hair.
Oh, yes.
So he got demoted, but he still has his radio show on their ridiculous channel, unlike our wonderful channel, crabdiving.com.
Listen to our radio show.
So here we continue with Brian Fisher's heinous etude.
From a moral standpoint, 6/26 is the new 9/11 because it was on this day that 5 justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists.
Okay, wait a second. Are we hearing?
I'm overwhelmed.
What about rainbow jihadists?
Fuck the universe.
Is that a hashtag now?
For Obamacare yesterday and this today. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. What?
A rainbow jihadist.
A rainbow jihadist.
Is that hashtag trending? That is amazing.
That one's not.
A rainbow jihadist.
I mean, okay.
How do you fight a rainbow jihadist? How do you combat that? It's impossible. Gay God has sent rainbow jihadists. Right. To beat the shit out of you.
Right, it's like they're riding on My Little Ponies.
Right. When are these assholes going to start setting themselves on fire and leaving and running off to Costa Rica?
We're counting down. I'm waiting. We're looking at all eyes on you, Rick Scarborough.
Yay.
A lot of people, by the way, comment. We got a within moments of the announcement of the Supreme Court decision today, we got a private message on our Facebook page.
Oh my!
One of our members on the Facebook page. One of our citizens who was like, you know, we're looking at you, Rick Scarborough. The first thought was, what is that asshole going to light himself? When is he going to light himself on fire?
Oh, you're just, you know, these stupid assholes are just walking into that shit. Can you imagine? You don't say that because you know someone's going to ask you to fucking do it.
Right. And you know, we do it too. I mean, how many times have liberals been like, we're out of the country if George Bush gets reelected?
We are talking of, yes.
Hyperbole is out there.
You're on the right side of an issue, though.
But it's more, but we're not being hypocritical in acknowledging our hypocrisy.
The left, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of. The reason the left is funny is because we have the moral high ground on every issue. The Republicans and the right do not. They are wrong on everything. They're wrong on minimum wage. They're wrong on fucking gun control. They're wrong on this shit. We have the moral high ground.
We do.
So we can say what? We can say shit like that and not be hypocritical. Because they're fucking wrong. Fuck off. Eat a dick. Oh, I love it. This is the best. Oh, they're so sad. I love it. I love it. Hey, while we have them on the defensive, let's go get some more shit. Let's beat the fuck out of them.
Let's get
gun control.
Let's get some gun control going.
Let's come get their God and their guns. Those two things.
Here's more of Brian Fisher. It's their 9/11 friends.
Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists, and they blasted the twin pillars of truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this by imposing sodomy-based marriage on the United States.
Oh, my God. This
Do not impose sodomy-based marriage upon me.
This is overwhelming.
Not sodomy-based marriage from a rainbow jihadist.
It's overwhelming.
This guy is fucking nuts. I'm choking. I love it. This is the best.
This is the best. This is joy. Oh my God. I think rainbow.
I am a rainbow jihadist.
I can't remember the last time I experienced pure joy. Yeah. I think this might be it.
This is great.
Truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this by imposing sodomy.
By the way, no, go back to sodomy
towers.
Yes.
The twin towers of truth and righteousness.
Did he say that?
Well, yeah.
I missed it.
Oh, you
I'm
got
stuck
up.
On sodomy-based marriage. I can't.
9/11, because it was on this day that five justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists. They became rainbow jihadists, and they blasted the twin pillars of truth and righteousness into rubble.
They blasted it with truth and righteousness onto my face. It. The rainbow jihadist.
Oh.
He thought about this. They are gay jihadists. Rainbow jihadists.
Oh God, I've lost my composure here at Crab Diving.
This guy is out of his fucking mind.
Oh, this is so entertaining.
Sodomy based marriage is now the law of the land. Bend over, stupid.
Truth and righteousness into rubble. And they did this
by the way, he is reading. So you're right. He did
into rubble.
He did prepare this. He's reading from his little script that he wrote.
Sodomy-based marriage?
Which we don't do here at crabdiving.com.
No. I have a list.
You don't. Which is, it looked like a W-2.
Imposing sodomy-based marriage on the United States through an act of judicial tyranny.
There we go.
So ladies and gentlemen, what this means is that we the people have ceased to be our own rulers. We are now serfs on a plantation that's being run by cultural elites who wear black robes and use their gavels like the slaveholders of old used to use their whips.
God, I mean, talk about hammering home a fucking point.
This is spectacular.
Hitting us over the head with it. Yes. Just so, if you're not clear, it's like if they use their gavels for whips. Sounds like Darth Vader.
To beat us as social conservatives into abject submission.
Oh.
That's the parallel we've got here.
Ooh.
Draw another parallel with Pearl Harbor today.
What? A string of Pearl Harbors. He's saying Pearl Harbor? This is Pearl Harbor? This is straight people's Pearl Harbor.
It's their 9/11 and their Pearl Harbor. We've got another minute left. Do you think he's going to go Holocaust?
Oh, I was going to say it's Hiroshima. Holocaust. Ooh, no, hold on a second. Has he already gone Hitler on this? I swear to Christ, I thought he did. I thought there was a Nazi Hitler bullshit reference. We've had Hitler. We've had 9/11. Now we've had...
No, we didn't have Hitler yet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We had Pearl Harbor.
We have... He just whipped out
Pearl Harbor. Oh, shit. Oh, we have a call, by the way.
Oh, we do?
I am answering the phone. Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, a phone call here on Crab Diving Dive.
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Is this Brooke Reed?
It might be.
Oh, my God.
It might just be.
Awesome.
How are you doing?
Brooke Reed, New York City. How's it going, man?
It's going great. You know, I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience this morning when the radio broke in to announce that hell had frozen over and that Christian activists were going to have to light themselves on fire on Earth.
Right, all eyes on Rick Scarborough right now.
Yeah.
And everybody...
Oh, we are all waiting. It's horrifying because, you know, of course, I don't actually want the poor man to hurt himself. But at the same time, dude, you promised.
Yeah.
You said you were gonna.
Right. Yeah, what are you, a fucking liar?
Right.
Get to burning.
Yes. Nobody held a gun to your head.
No, we've got s'mores.
Right.
We've got s'mores.
I'm so ready to cook it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as flaming as I am, he's lucky he doesn't spontaneously combust from here.
Well, we were just playing some clips from the wonderful Brian Fisher at the American Family Association.
Have you heard of him?
Have I heard of him? Yes, I have heard of him. I have not heard what he had to say. Because except for reading the dissent, I chose kind of to... You know, not to read the global comments, because really no one has anything to say anymore. There's no going back from this.
Yeah.
From a moral standpoint, today is the new 9/11.
Oh, my God. What? Wait, did 3,000 and some Americans suddenly die horribly in a plane crash right. from gay marriage? Did that happen?
Oh, yes.
He said... Because it was on this day that five justices of the United States Supreme Court became moral jihadists.
Wait.
Oh, they are wordsmiths, tell
you. Oh, this is the most.
Tell him the other kind of jihadist, he said.
What?
There's also rainbow jihadists.
Yeah, that's next. They became rainbow jihadists, and they blasted the twin pillars of truth and righteousness into rubble.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Did he catch Kagan and Sotomayor scissoring or something?
Oh, yes.
I mean, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg needing to lick the pussy juice off of her lips? What is going on? What is becoming of this country? Oh, it's good times. It's good to be gay today.
Oh, yeah. Sodomy-based marriage has been imposed on us through judicial tyranny.
Said, sodomy-based marriage?
Sodomy-based marriage, yeah.
God, I gotta get me one of those. I do love me some sodomy. Right. I do love to put stuff in the butt, Mama.
Where do you put the ring?
On the dick.
Duh. I'm gonna tell you what. It better be a big rock or something that rhymes with
rock.
Anyway, this is good times. Clarence Thomas, of course. Have you gotten to him yet?
Oh, yeah. Yep, went full slavery. He landed a full slavery. We already gave him a 6.0.
Full slavery. I can just imagine his funeral, you know, when he finally died, which is incredible but necessary, and coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah.
You know, all the black people, you know, not lining up to console his fat white wife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
you embarrassment. No, you monument to muckery. You fool. You great sleeping obscenity of an excuse for a black man, let alone a Supreme Court justice. I mean, did he ever read about slavery? Did he learn about slavery in the history books? You know, that people were owned and mothers were sold apart from children with no mercy whatsoever, and bred like cattle, and beaten and executed at the master's whim. But don't let that run take away dignity. They still have their dignity, Sully.
God damn it! They've still. You can take away my. You can't take away my freedom.
Oh, he really needs to go back to those days, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He'd have done so well.
On our Facebook.
With his hate for white women.
Facebook.com/crabdiving, we posted that story of that. Well, the headline is Clarence Thomas thinks slavery kept everyone's dignity intact. 5,000 people have seen it already. And the overwhelming term that was used in the comments.
Yes.
Is Uncle Tom.
I have been calling him Uncle Tom since the 90s, and I haven't been sorry.
You started it.
I haven't been sorry. At least apparently he was awake during this one. You know, I mean, he was doing his job for a change, apparently paying attention to the case at hand. You know, instead of what did he? The last question he asked was, I think the last one was 2 years ago, and before that, it was like 11 years since he said a word during oral arguments.
Right. Oral, you know, it sounds like a great job. They don't do anything. Well, he doesn't.
I'm saying, and I may be exaggerating that, so please check the statistics.
I think you're right. I think you're underestimating, actually.
Kate, go check the numbers.
Yeah, I think he. That's what he's known for. And there was one time where there was headlines because they caught him on mic cracking a joke with fucking Scalia in the background.
Oh,
that's like the first time they heard his voice in a long time.
Yeah, I do remember that. But speaking of Scalia, I mean, we can't let the day go by without honoring our great American judicial wordsmith.
Absolutely.
Acting like he invented applesauce.
Right.
I
don't even understand some of the sentences. I mean, it's weird.
Right. Argle Bargle's an old one, but
Jiggery pokery.
Right.
Mummeries. Bring forth the mummers.
Mummeries. We had to fucking look up mummery here.
The mummers.
Mummery is good times, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Mummery
sure.
is good times.
Hand me a ball
I sure do miss my mummery.
Oh, do you?
And when he said that he called it a he really shit on. Did you see his dissent? He as much shit on the substance as he did the writing. Like he was all pissed off about their flowery writing.
I won't say taken aback because nothing can really take me aback today. Like you just can't hurt me for anything today.
Right.
Sorry. I mean, I just come on over and behead this one because he's still going to be giggling all the way to the grave. I mean, I'm 40 and I cannot believe I lived to see this day. And I know enough people who didn't, including my dear friend, Andrew Patner, who promised me in the 90s that it was already rolling and that I would live to see it. And it would probably happen within 15 years.
Oh.
And he missed out on surviving by just a few months.
God.
And bullshit. Marrying his partner of 25 years, by the way.
Wow.
So, anyway. It's the threat to American democracy is what really gripes my ass.
Maria
thinks that, you know, because he's a Catholic and because 60% of the American people actually do support equal marriage. A full 60% of people. So how is it a threat to democracy? You know, the only reason it hasn't been voted on is because the states won't bring it to one. There has been no referendum at the federal level. They will not allow it. Congress will not allow it to happen. Was never going to allow it to happen. As long as the gerrymandering keeps those pieces of shit in power down there, it was never going to happen. So the court, they forced the court's hand. It was genius, Mama.
It was beautiful, a beautiful moment.
I wonder if that, has that Roy Moore said anything, that dickhead down in Alabama?
Yeah. I tweeted out this morning, has Roy Moore crawled off of his cross to chain himself to the courthouse doors yet?
Is he supposed to crucify himself? Is that what's going on?
Well, no, he's always up there.
Oh, right.
He lives up there.
Their heads exploding like Muppet.
Right. Alabama. Yeah. Brooke, have you married a horse yet or an animal?
Right.
Anything?
No, but I'll tell you what. Pride is only just begun. No, I think that as of this, you know, the big deal about this, it's not my old ass or, you know, even the people who are even older who've been in relationships that can finally be recognized fully as human beings. What this is it legitimizes for the children the Christians are so worried about, who kill themselves at still record rate,
yeah,
as compared with their peers, to look and say, you know what? My rights are fully recognized by my government. Maybe I won't shoot myself in the head.
Right.
I think this is going to save lives, and that's where I'm not cynical about it at all, even though me getting married is about as likely as Scalia and Thomas having a French kiss.
Hey, you don't know what's going on. We don't see their hands all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. They got those robes on.
Right.
He is an old dirty bastard.
Brooke, can you explain the hippie reference?
Yeah, that's
weird.
I've read it 5 times. I don't fucking get it.
I don't either. And I think this is the thing. With the jiggery pokery and the hippie and the mummery, I think he has maybe... I mean, honestly, there has been speculation for quite a while since he has twice contradicted himself in the last 3 court terms, contradicted previous rulings on which he had been vociferous. Like, he has voted and or issued rulings that absolutely contradicted precedent that he had set in weird, weird ways, and all the expressions are weird. It's not funny to make fun of someone who's declining, but it sure is interesting to watch.
Right.
Well, but right. In this
case... No, I don't understand the hippie thing.
In this case, fuck him. I'm sorry. He sucks.
Yeah, well, you're a dick, though, because I'm not going near that.
In a lot of cases, he sucks. The whole shitting on the fact that the Constitution may be a living and breathing document is such bullshit. Mm-hmm. And his reference to the 14th Amendment that, you know, when the 14th Amendment was ratified, well, it was one man, one woman, therefore. But it was also that woman couldn't fucking vote. And she was also chattel that you owned.
Yes, so, exactly. And I...
How?
Yeah.
His own arguments are beyond ridiculous.
Listen, it is absolutely beyond ridiculous. And what I love about it the most, besides, you know, a straight guy on the radio enjoying how ridiculous it is with me, is the way that this nails the coffin of his legacy, you know?
Right.
The way that these are the statements for which Antonin Scalia will be remembered in history.
Mm-hmm.
This is the case that cements his legacy for better or worse. And I guess it's what he wanted, but what he and Thomas wanted is to be remembered in this way. But they're going to be remembered like George Wallace, or worse, because it was so much further on, because we actually had made so much social progress and progress toward greater justice over the years. It was 2015, and Antonin Scalia is still talking about men marrying dogs, and Clarence Thomas is, God help us, comparing slavery, yeah, in a favorable manner to equal marriage. I mean,
well, I mean,
so it's far, also Brian Fisher, yes, also said it's Pearl Harbor, not only 9/11, right,
but Pearl Harbor.
Well, remember the Maine. Yeah, right. Legal there for 6 years.
Well, I think we, so far we've got 9/11, Pearl Harbor.
I want to see who goes full Hitler.
I want a Hitler.
Who
goes? Yeah,
who goes full Hitler first?
I'll go full Hitler.
Not you.
That's a full Monty musical reference. See, you're not gay enough to get that shit. You need to gay up a little bit, boys. You need to get the sidetrack. Start studying your musical theater and stop staring at the one woman in the room. Boom.
Hey, Ryan Pfeiffer. Listen, musical theater night at Sidetracks is the best party on earth. I don't give a shit. It is. It's
is
awesome.
That still going on, Chicago?
It's the best. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In fact, it's only going on in Chicago because New York Flash closed down. But theirs was never that great anyway.
Yeah.
Chicago's is so well curated and cultivated, and Pepe's a genius. And, oh, I've learned so much.
Hey, speaking of...
I wish...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, well, we were talking about gay bars just for a second. Have you ever been in the Cell Block in Chicago? You know that bar?
Yes.
Okay.
I have been in it.
I worked construction for a while, and the company I was with, we put...
Did you hang some shackles on some of the boots?
No, we switched out the urinals.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. If they could talk.
Oh, yeah. We switched out the urinals, and we put in the prison bars.
Don't make that gesture again, please.
God bless you. Okay. Bless your little... great heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was in there once just to haul somebody's brother out of there after he got in some trouble.
Right.
It's not really my scene or whatever, but, you know, and I don't want to be judgmental about what people want to do because, you know, I want to marry a horse after all.
But right.
That scene, I think, that kind of extreme stuff, there will always be people who are into it, but I also think that being gay is just getting more and more boring all the time. It is not exotic. It is not interesting. I barely have the energy to defend myself now. I think I'm going to retire and just try to achieve, you know, equal rights for, I don't know, women, for fuck's sake. Or maybe we'll try to stop shooting all the black people.
Stop shooting.
Right.
And stop shooting all the black people.
Well, especially the black people, because they seem to catch it disproportionately.
Oh, ridiculous.
But, yeah, thank you for changing the urinals out.
You're welcome.
I'm sure they needed it.
Right.
God help us all. Somebody probably bought those. Somebody probably paid for those.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, huge amounts of money. This is the one where I met my...
Don't wash them.
Somebody's probably licking them as we...
Great, awesome.
They were broken up into little pieces, and you could, like, have it inserted under your skin as a...
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, right. I won't deny that my people are odd.
You can still taste the Coke on the top of some of those urinals.
It's a full-on assault.
Is that a pubic hair on your Coke?
Nobody cares.
So, Brooke, what are the lunatics of the right going to talk about now? Obamacare, I mean, we're kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
The gay people...
Abortion is roaring back.
What?
Abortion is roaring back as an issue, a perennial issue of the right. And even though Americans continue, as a whole, to favor access to clean, safe abortion, I favor it on demand at any point because it's none of my fucking business. But despite that, it can still be used in the South as an election winner.
Oh, it's so gross.
So
it's so dumb.
I mean, the next term, the big take, that we'll all be paying attention to, will be the one that has left Texas in a situation as of, I believe, next week, in which there's one abortion provider in the state per 700,000 women of reproductive age. And many of whom have to travel 350 or more miles to have their abortion, which, you know, a woman of means can always do because she can check into a hotel or what have you, or maybe take her helicopter.
And then
a poor person?
Have they passed, I know in Florida, they passed the you got to come back law. Like, you have to, you go see your doctor, and then you have to have a waiting period, and then come back.
Yes. Right.
Yes. And yet, that's not an undue burden. You know, the next time I get appendicitis, I hope they don't have a law where I have to come back and think about it real hard. Maybe they'll make me look at an ultrasound of my enlarged organ that I don't want inside my body. It's ridiculous.
Or, God forbid, one of these old white fucks runs out of boner pills.
Oh, fuck that. That's not happening.
You said it.
I ain't waiting.
Motor pills, which are funded by, under the American Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Right.
You know. You can't make us pay for your whore pills.
You're talking about my dick. Fuck you. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
So,
but there's been some victories.
Rush Limbaugh, Mr. Whore Pills himself, has not moved to Costa Rica, and no one has lit themselves on fire.
Yeah, this sucks.
Correct.
What the fuck?
Would it be wrong of me to, like, follow up on that on a daily basis? Like, hey, I noticed you still haven't lit yourself on fire, sir.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, you promised you would light yourself on fire. Can you twist that to be metaphorical? Because I got some gasoline. If you need, I know it's expensive. I know you put all your money towards fighting equal rights for people, but if you need any fuel.
This is Brooke Reed with Immolation Watch.
I think you could just watch. These guys don't have. These guys are fucking cowards. They don't have any balls.
Oh yeah, they're ready to man the fucking barricades a couple of days ago, and today we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I do think that, in a way, many in the Republican Party are relieved. Actually, there was, I don't know her name, but she was on Fox News earlier, and she's a Republican, and she repeatedly referred to her party, a very pretty blonde woman, of course, because who else has ever allowed to speak on Fox News? But she got genuinely emotional, and it teared me up.
Oh, CJ Cupp.
Became. Yeah.
Yeah, CJ Cupp.
About, you know, look at all these people on the steps. All they wanted was to be recognized, and it's time for my party to realize that battle is over and that these people have won and they deserve to win and we need to be happy for them. And then the host cut in and said, it was Blitzer, cut in and said, well, you do realize the Republican Party has just issued a statement criticizing this ruling. But I'm still a Republican. See, that's race talking.
And a woman. I don't get that.
And a woman.
Beyond baffling to me how... Right. I mean, do you think... I'm hopeful. Maybe I'm stupid.
What?
But I think this crap gives us hope. I think, you know, we may take one step backwards every once in a while, but it almost feels like every once in a while we take two forward.
Right.
Well, it removes one issue in terms of to fight over from their battle armament.
Right.
You know, it removes one. But they will just double down on the women stuff.
Yeah.
Watch the way they go after Hillary Clinton. Just watch. You know, you think abortion Barbie was rough. Here they go. And hey, I'm not saying that she can't be attacked. There's plenty to go after about Hillary Clinton. But they will do it in the lowest possible common denominator manner in order simply to appeal to the idiots in their district.
Right.
And they're good at getting them to turn out, especially in a presidential year. So we're just going to have to see. But I do think equal marriage, A, it's done. B, it's far enough away from the election that it's just not going to be an issue. I mean, that issue has now been removed. It's like they have five bombs and we just took one away and put it away and it will never be fired again because you cannot go back from that.
Right.
I don't know. My head's a little swimmy with it all day.
It's amazing. The past 2 days, I mean, Obamacare yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ridiculous, moronic fucking attack on Obamacare. It's actually just an embarrassment that case even got that
Absolutely.
Far.
And there was the announcement that Bristol Palin is going to have another child.
Yeah, while she is being paid $250,000 a year or something as an abstinence advocate.
Right. Right. Thank you, Jesus.
What a great gig.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a great gig.
Yeah. You know, that Affordable Care Act case, the Obamacare case, was something that it's the conservative justices who decided to hear it, you know?
Right.
It was four of the conservative justices, three of them and then Kennedy, who decided to hear it, and I think that case was a particular threat, and they thought, by hearing this case, we can deal a blow to Obamacare, and then they heard the case, and there was just no fucking way, and the fact that Roberts joined the, you know, opinion, authored the opinion in favor is remarkable in that I truly believe that he was among those who selected the case in order to torpedo the law. And it just wasn't possible. The opposite effect was had. It was like they sort of trapped themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes me question their... Roberts is smart, but in terms of strategy, I mean, that's the second time he's had to do that, you know? And it's interesting to me. I was wondering, I had a bet that he would join the majority opinion in the marriage case, too. You know, if it went our way, that Roberts would come down and say, all right, they're human beings and my religion doesn't factor into that. But, of course, he couldn't get that far. But wow. All right, sir, that one's done. It's out of your hands. Next.
Yeah. Right.
You're on the wrong side of fucking history.
Yeah. He'll know it. They'll be giving interviews about this for time to come. And let's face it, I mean, Scalia and Thomas do not have that many more years. One is a thick-set black man with heart problems who doesn't appear to move very often. Then again, thankfully, we don't have to watch him flop on top of that, you know, large and in-charge whoa man to whom he's married. And Scalia is an angry, elderly, crazy, weight-gainy Italian Fruit Loop.
Applesauce.
I just don't picture them lasting another 5 years. So sometime during the next president's term, one or both of those, hopefully, will be swan songing it up to the sky.
An Italian Fruit Loop has joined us in heaven. Italian Fruit Loop.
Yeah, in heaven.
I was just looking at Brooke's Facebook stream. We didn't talk about this, but that when Jindal announced,
yeah,
that fucking that video. Did you see that video?
No, I did. I posted it. I posted a link to the video, and then the link disappeared. But people taped it, and you can get it. Yeah, that was super creepy. Real creepy. That was like an Al Qaeda video.
Like, imagine if you like strapped a GoPro to a squirrel and sent it up a tree, and then had it spying on this family on a picnic table below. And it's the video of Jindal allegedly telling his family,
oh, creepy,
that he's going to run for president, so he's going to be in Iowa for a while.
Oh, okay. His kids are like, thank God you're getting out of the house.
Well, the kids, I think it's real, because the kids couldn't give less of a fuck.
Oh, they hate him.
Right?
The one puts his thumb up, and then the girl kind of is like shrugged. She's like, okay. I mean, how is this going to be different from my nightmarish life already? You know?
Right.
I'm already the Indian version of Amy Carter. Help, kill me now. Kill me, please. And you just know one or both of those kids is gay. That's who they are.
Right.
And they know it already, and they're horrified, and that the gothic, southern gothic drama with the, you know, curry-flavored twist of Bobby Jindal, who has to be called Bobby at age 4, after a Brady character.
Oh, weird.
Wait, is that where it came from?
It's Bobby with an I.
Yeah, he shows it off of the Brady Bunch. His name is like Pranesh or Fredoir.
Payush.
You know, like
Payush,
nice boy.
Wow.
He's to be Bobby.
He's particularly loathsome to me because he went from being Mr. Let's not be the party of stupid.
Right. Well,
to flipping over and going full stupid with the no-go zones and the creepy, really creepy embracing of the hardcore evangelicals.
Oh, the prayer breakfast.
The prayer breakfasts and shit.
Christ. Oh, yeah.
And
but when you're down there, as you know, Ryan, things are different. When you're down there, religion is a tool and a weapon. And nobody will catch you in hypocrisy if you pray hard enough. They will hand you money hand over fist. And he knows it. He's not dumb. He's just bizarre and awkward and for those poor kids.
And why would he think that we want our country to look like Louisiana or to function like fucking Louisiana?
We
want to
be 49th in education and 50th in healthcare.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested in opinions if you're from Mississippi or Texas or Louisiana. I don't want the country to run like those fucking states.
Right.
Well said.
Right.
Well said. Or New Jersey, for that matter. Can we lump New Jersey on up in there?
Yeah.
That's the mess too, sir.
Oh, right. Christie's going to fucking announce. I mean, you talk about delusional.
He's been working out.
Yeah. Did you see him in the Dodgers uniform?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
my God.
God.
Talk about a moose knuckle. I mean, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I can't see my eyes. I can't see my eyes. That is the biggest camel toe east of the Mississippi. Holy crap. Holy fucking crap. Six Kirstie Alleys couldn't approximate that shit.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
A Kirstie Alley joke.
I mean, he's a guy, though. That's a guy, if you're throwing out the first pitch, wear a suit with the baseball hat on. And don't wear those fucking pants. Oh, he looks like Tweedledum.
Put a cup on.
Oh, God.
He tucked his shirt in. or rather, someone else tucked his shirt in.
Oh, yeah.
That is a job that definitely requires
several.
More than two hands.
They got the same guys that pull the tarps out.
Patrick, was that you?
Yeah, it was me.
You saved that up till now.
Thank
I applaud you, sir.
Thank
I am clapping for you in New York. That is the comment of the day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are they the same guys who draw the sheets up over Clarence and Whitey?
Oh, yeah. God, an amazing couple of days. What's going on in New York? How's your de Blasio doing?
De Blasio is kind of held hostage by the cops now. He gave in to them. They have a real loud union rep who said some really horrible things and then got the cops to do really embarrassing things like turn around when the mayor walked past.
Oh, sure,
and,
yeah.
You know, and so de Blasio has literally kowtowed to them now and has decided to find some money to put a bunch more cops on the street. But things are getting better. I actually have a friend who is in theater, whose partner of many years is the cop who's in charge of training all of the New York cops to wear the body cameras. And the cops are have been very resistant to it, and he's a cop's cop. Like, he doesn't particularly care for me in my mouth, this police, particular police officer, whom I will not name.
Right.
But he's honest, and he says it's a great challenge getting them to understand that this protects them as much as it protects everybody else, and that this isn't punishment. And it's moving forward. I mean, every cop in New York is going to have a body camera on at all times. At the same time, they just, in my neighborhood, in a small protest in Harlem over the Charleston shooting, for no reason, arrested and beat up this young man. I think he was 16, who was happened to be riding by on a bike. He was on his way home. He wasn't even involved in it. And they just targeted him. And there's a video, you know, it's something like 15 monstrous cops jump on this guy. You know, so we still have the same problems. And I'm at the point where I feel like I should go around apologizing to every black person I see. I am extra courteous. I'm going to get up, and anybody who wants to sit down on the train is going to get my seat. And I'm making eye contact with all my neighbors to make sure that at the very least I can make sure, which is a challenge in a big city, that I am acknowledging their fucking humanity, which apparently many of the police fail to do, you know. But I'm their neighbor who looks like the cops who are failing to do that, and I want them to know that I give a shit. And you know, showing up at the marches is another least we can do. The white people in this country have got to rise up and march in lockstep with our black and brown brothers, or we will have a race war, and we'll lose it. And we'll deserve to lose it, because they should have fucking attacked us and shot us all years ago. Why are these people so good to us? Why are they going around forgiving the guy that shot? It's because they're goodly and decent people who know that that's where their power lies. And I'm very grateful for that. Don't fully understand it, because I'm a nasty motherfucker, but I really appreciate their gentleness, the way with which they respond to our cruelty.
Somebody had tweeted not that long ago something to that effect about if black people were really as violent as and thuggish and evil as they're portrayed, this country would have been burned to the fucking ground 200 years
brilliant.
Ago.
That's brilliant. That's true. That's totally true. Why haven't they? Why aren't they No, they kill each other, you know, because that's what poor people do. You kill the people that are around.
Well, they're trapped in their gulags, their economic gulags.
Yep. And let's see, you know, eventually somebody is going to snap and go crazy because they have access to weapons, too. Eventually something is going to happen where we have a black person. I mean, I'm predicting it. It's not something I want or I think would be helpful. But, hey, white people don't have a monopoly on crazy. And black people, I would say, there probably are many black people out there who certainly have reason to act out along the same lines as the terrible reasons that caused Dylan Roof to act out in his way. And I wonder what the language will be to describe him. Will that one be a terrorist and a thug? You know, the way that Dylan is. Fox News insists he's a child, even though he's 21.
I was going to say,
Michael
yeah.
Brown was a man at 18, but Dylan Roof is a child.
Yeah, a kid.
Right.
He's a misguided kid that had a problem with religion.
Yeah. According to Rick Perry, it was just an accident.
Who said
hey, listen. Nobody should ever say according to Rick Perry.
Pardon?
No one should ever say according to Rick Perry. I mean, he's a dipshit.
You're right. Running. I have to acknowledge his presence. He's running for president.
You're right.
But he may not make the debates, especially now that the Donald, not only yesterday on our crab diving show, we talked about a poll in New Hampshire where the Donald came in second. Now there's a Fox News poll that came out that nationally shows that Donald Trump is in second place to Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
He's ahead of Walker.
He's ahead of everybody else. He got a bump He's like at like Jeb is at 12 and Trump is at 11%.
I had not seen that. See, I've been busy, being happy.
Spectacular. Oh, that makes me happy though, doesn't it? You talk about the poison pill. That asshole unfettered up on the dais with the serious candidates. He's got nothing to lose because he ain't running.
We're talking about the asshole you're talking about is Trump.
Trump. Well, right, there's right. I'm just getting there's confused. A plethora, but
yes,
but at least some of the others have a tiny bit of
you think they have a
valve
chance?
On them.
Oh, right.
Of what they say in public because they actually want to run.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't give fuck all. So
that's a good point.
He's gonna whip out. He's gonna hit below the belt. He's right. Gonna say everything and anything.
Look at my dick.
I think it's gonna be spectacular, and that's why they're so worried, because that's why they're so pissed. That's why Rove is running around saying he's an idiot. He's dumb.
Yeah, but nobody's been listening to that turd blossom in years. He didn't win the last time when he was insistent that he had fixed the election, and whoop. Your vote changing didn't work, sir. Not this time.
Another glorious moment that the night that Obama won re-election.
Hey, you bring up something that's very serious. Hey, listen, this Fox News, these assholes, they have to figure out how to put all these lunatics in the debates, because I want to see that. I don't want to be cheated of my Rick Perry or Scott Walker or any of these other idiots. I want to see them all.
Yeah, and seriously, we're entitled to see them all, and how dare Fox News purport to be the decider in terms of who gets in there. I mean, and I think they're going to back off it. I don't think they can keep up with that. It's absolutely appalling. I mean, the Republican Party has issued a complaint, a formal complaint. Bernie Sanders is saying, hey, let's have pre-debate debates. Bring them all over and I'll debate all of them, or do it in shifts or rounds or kind of have it be almost like a Wheel of Fortune type situation.
Like a gangbang.
Kind of, but it's reasonable. Sometimes democracy is messy, and you have to do that.
Yeah, a reasonable gangbang.
The one I'm most anxious to... I'll take it, Ryan. I mean, I'm kinky.
Reasonable.
As long as I don't have to look at the top of Scott Walker's head. That is nauseating. There's something unseemly about when he leans down to sign some odious piece of legislation, and he hasn't sprayed the hair on. He uses that hair in a can. His scalp is particularly sickening. It's like a baby born with a full head of hair and its brains leaking out. It's really, really awful. I mean, I discourage you from taking that view.
It got scraped off by Coke balls.
Ooh.
By the constant teabagging from his overlords.
Yeah.
That's very possible, sir. That is very possible. You've seen the picture of him in full bustier drag saluting the swastika, right?
Yep. Yeah, that one time in college when we all put on fishnets and swastikas.
Well, I mean, who didn't consider the source there? But I'm hoping that comes into play, because he's got a lot of that kind of stuff. Wisconsin is actually kind of a disgusting little hotbed of racism and nastiness, and you just know that bitch was involved in it. That there's dirt gonna come out of his ass, the likes of which we have not seen. We have not begun to see the nauseation. I was kind of hoping that he'd be the nominee, because I think he's more beatable than Jeb. Jeb's just a crappy candidate who'd be a crappy president,
And boring.
Walker is a demon. But she'd be a great candidate to beat. You know what I mean? He'd destroy that party for generations.
Right. He would. And I kind of want to see, I don't know. I want to see Bernie debate Scott Walker. I think that would be fun.
Yes, that's why Bernie's like, bring them all on. Yeah. I'll take on them all.
Yes, and I have a prediction of how that'll go. We will hear Walker mutter something under his breath about fucking old Jew. Something like that. It'll happen. He's that kind of hateful. The man is that kind of hateful. Right. And he doesn't. That one is a sociopath.
Oh, totally.
Trump is a psychopath and an egomaniac. That one is a sociopath. And he has proven it time and time again. And I really think he'd be the best candidate to beat. It would be It would be a legitimate clash of the titans, and he would go down in flames. Especially if Hillary is the nominee, because the women are going to vote for her. You know, they will come out in droves. They've been waiting. They've been waiting with their vaginas, and they deserve this moment. Even though Bernie is the one that I probably prefer to see as president. And listen, I'm going to vote for him in the primary.
Us too.
And if he gets through, hey.
Fuck yeah.
Who might say? He is bringing those people in record numbers. It's unheard of the way that people are showing up at his event.
The other day.
I stopped counting him out. He is not just a foil for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, in Colorado the other day, so far the biggest turnout of any of these political events in Colorado.
Bernie?
And all he's doing is like tweeting.
Wait,
and Facebooking. He had like 5,000 people show up.
Did he have more people show up than when Rick Santorum was just in Iowa?
And he didn't have to pay them like Ted Cruz did at Liberty University.
The problem is those Iowans can Google, you know?
Right.
They Googled and they stayed the fuck away from that shit.
Right. Yeah, Senator Frothy Mixture.
Oh, yeah.
We know we see enough frothy mixture in the field. You know, we got right. These big hog farms around. No, we will not be attending the frothy mixture.
We got plenty here.
Absolutely.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Well, man, thanks for calling, Brooke. Yeah, you got to call.
Hey, my pleasure. I miss you guys.
Call more often.
We miss you.
Well, just, you know, the timing is tricky, but just please, please entreat me when you feel like I won't be boring, and I will be delighted to call.
We will. Wonderful. We will send hither one of our minions.
Yeah, and have a great day. What are you spending the rest of the day doing?
I'm going to the gym so that I can take my shirt off on Sunday.
Oh. Are you in a play right now?
I am in a little play right now.
Or are you doing
a play called Women and Children, which is actually a discussion of middle-aged gay men's coping with the changes in sexual safety requirements. Like everyone's on PrEP now, you know, the prophylactic treatment that you take. It's HIV drugs that you take to prevent becoming infected with HIV. I am not on it, full disclosure, but I'm really interested in the discussion. And it's in the Paradise Factory Planet Connections Festival, and it has two more performances, one on July 7th and one on July 9th at 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. respectively.
Cool.
Thanks for letting me do a plug. I've never done a plug on the radio before.
How do we find the festival online to buy tickets?
You find it by going to planetconnections.org.
Okay.
planetconnection.org.
Go see Brooke. Yeah. Very talented.
And it's called Women and Children, even though it's all fag.
planetconnection.org.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling. And have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks for your work, and you too. You have a great weekend, too. Because, you know, someday you could have a gay son who can get married, and then you'll have two sons.
There you go.
How awesome is that?
It's
but,
awesome.
You know, lesbian porn. I know you love the lesbian porn, and it's just gonna, this is gonna ramp it up.
Yes.
You know, because lesbian bed death is a thing. So there's gonna be. I predict that one of the results of today's ruling will be a bursting out of the volume of lesbian porn.
Oh, I gotta go to Costco and get some Kleenex.
Hell yeah, you do.
Right. Well,
all right, guys. Take care.
Take care, man. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Brooke.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
The very funny Brooke Reed calling in. Actor and director in New York. Big in the theater scene. In New York and Chicago.
He's a star. He's a big star in
you
New
know,
York.
You know, we've talked about this before, but you know the project I did with him in Chicago? We did the audio dramatization of the Tim LaHaye book series.
Oh, that's right. You did
Left Behind.
Left Behind. That's right.
What a horrible.
The Jesus thing, right?
Horrible,
about the rapture.
Horrible thing.
Which is
yes.
happening now because of gay marriage.
I didn't even notice. Oh, look. Four horsemen right over there.
Right.
In the sky.
Those are the weird shirtless guys laying on the grass across the street.
Across the street.
Did they vacate? No, they've gone.
Right.
They have left. You know what? Do you want to hear the rest of Brian Fisher?
Absolutely.
We might not get to the top five songs, though.
Oh,
so
shit.
Would you rather hear...
Oh, Brian Fisher,
more
please.
More Brian Fisher.
More Brian Fisher.
The top five songs.
That's easy. He's Looney Tunes.
Parallel we've got here. Draw another parallel with Pearl Harbor. Today, June 26, 2015, is a date which will live in infamy. Now, you got religious liberty issues involved, and I appreciate all that. And we've got to fight to protect religious liberty, and we'll engage in that fight full bore because that's clearly at risk now. But the more deeper issue here is that on this day, behavior, which is an abomination in the eyes of a holy and just God, has been normalized, it has been promoted, it has been celebrated, and it has been imposed on a nation.
Did he lisp it up on the celebrated?
It has been celebrated.
Is that me, or did he go celebrated?
I don't know. Maybe he had a problem with his pop screen or something.
It has been celebrated.
He did say celebrated.
Did he really? Celebrated.
It looks like he intentionally said celebrated.
I mean, really, someone needs to talk to him, or he needs to work with some sort of a vocal coach. I mean, his intonation, it's so horrible. It's so deliberate. It becomes predictable, and it causes, you know, not to tune in, not to listen. I think it hurts his message, his stupid, loony
message. It has been promoted. It has been celebrated.
Yeah.
And it has been imposed on a nation that was built on the bedrock of Judeo-Christian values. And I would submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, on this day, the United States became Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yay!
Oh, my God. I've been waiting so long for that.
We finally become
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving. Coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, is Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance. Shut Up and Dance at number five on the Billboard Hot 100,
BillboardLoveWins.com.
Launching into the top five, new song that we have not heard before.
Oh, maybe this won't suck total dick.
This is OMI.
Oh my.
OMI.
Uh-huh.
With Cheerleader.
Right.
The Felix John remix. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone, and they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. I found myself a cheerleader.
Are you cheating?
It's Cheerleader.
That's funny.
From OMI.
Yay. Congratulations to everyone involved with that song.
Breaking into the top four. At number three, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard it before. You know it. You love it. You can't live without it. Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
With Trap Queen. Fetty Wap with Trap Queen. You okay over there?
It's irritating. It's not melodic to me. It's not pleasing to my ear. God, I sound like an old fucking asshole. I don't care.
Number two, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100 is Taylor Swift featuring Kendrick Lamar with Bad Blood. Bad Blood, ladies and gentlemen.
God, I like the Kendrick Lamar part, but
Bad Blood.
Shitty. That song sucks.
And the number one song.
Fuck it.
On the Billboard.
I hate this song,
Hot 100.
Is this the one from fucking 50 Shades of Grey?
It is the one from Furious 7.
Oh, this sucks.
The song, it's Wiz Khalifa.
Fuck you.
Featuring Charlie Puth.
Eat my dick.
See you again.
It's been a long day without about you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Maybe he doesn't want to see you. Maybe it's a reason it's been a long time. Maybe he's avoiding you. You know, what's so great about you, narcissist?
Yeah. So there you go. That's the number one song still.
Oh, shit.
See You Again with Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth. We know you're all thrilled and happy that we were able to slip in the top five of the week at the last minute.
Very nice. Equality.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's the end of the week. It's Friday. We'll be back Monday every weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, live streaming at crabdiving.com.
/live.
Then you can download us and all the other great shows here on the network. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a great fucking review.
Go to your mom.
Or go to crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. All of our social media buttons are there also.
Tickle them.
At crabdiving.com. Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer at crab. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And congratulations, United States of America. And thanks for all the butthurt assholes on the right.
Freedom!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.